oblivion. Not oblivious to this talking stranger, he was laughing a lot. Everyone was in there together, doing their personal and private. He was stopping them on their way out, asking them to bend their heads forward for a second. He'd say, "Hi, could you just bend your head forward for a second?" And they would. If they had long hair, they'd sweep it down off their necks, give the neck a soft light wipe, sprinkle on some yellowy powder from his little satin pouch, then sniff it up and say, "Thanks. Sorry I had to do it behind your back." I said, "You must stay alone next." He said, "This is just the beginning. You watch." I said, "I might do that, but for now I had to find somebody." "Anybody?" he said. "No, no, somebody." And I slipped out of his grasp. Possessive. Possessed for a stranger. Anyway, someone was nowhere to be seen. And you can't be seen too searching for too long. Not at your own party. Even if you don't care when people stare, when they're looking, they're watching. There's only one thing worse than watching, and that's being watched. And I'd had enough of both. So I thought I'd go back to the bathroom door to see what was cooking, or who was being hoovered. And I found him there, hysterical. He was laughing now, louder than before, almost on the floor. Hit them coming out of the door, the gate crashes and drink splashes. Hit them bending over, lifting the shirts up their spines, doing lines along the vertebrae. "Crawl on," he'd say, choking with laughter. "Crawl on, you'll be wriggling after." His face was soaked with tears, his nose and lips caked, cold, choked. He smiled and asked him what was so funny. More concerned than curious now, he wasn't fitting in. He said, "It's like evolution ending. The message I'm sending from his tongue in a mouth and tear-stained face has a place in your heart, in your Siamese psyche. I can tell you like me. You're like me. Stillborn twins of dread and despair. The viewer and the viewed. Surveillance is all around us. The only thing worse than watching is being watched." I said, "I know, I was just thinking exactly the same thing." "I know," he said, "I was watching. From a respectable distance, of course." "Of course," I said, "you wouldn't want to be seen seeing. Why do you like them bending over?" "People travel," he said. "Of course they do. As long as we've been moving. We go to Alaska, Nebraska, Calcutta, all over. We move. But wherever we go, some things never escape us. They stay the same. The same question keeps asking itself. Keeps demanding an answer. Is evolution ending? Is this the end of evolution? When daughters give birth to their mothers, uncles become brothers. This is the reverse evolution. That's moving backwards. Evolution ending. Maybe, only maybe, we've reached the end of the loop. Evolution. Evolution. Caroline makes me feel fine. Smooth and slippery. Soft on the skin. A calming Caroline effect when you're fucked. When your evolution's ending. When you've given up pretending. The descent of man," I asked. "The descent of the decent. The decent precedent." He replied, barely smiling now. I could tell he meant it. Meant well. "I'm only helping him on the way back," he said. "So soon. Some of the one who just got here," I said, "for the hostess. Don't worry, this is just a dress rehearsal. My own private view. Evolution's ending, but not..."